ಗೋಪೀಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪೀಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಜನ ಜಮುನಾ ತೀರವನ ಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪೀಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಅಂಜನ ಜಮುನಾ ತೀರವನ ಚಾರಿ ಜಮುನಾ ತೀರವನ ಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪೀಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪೀಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ
ಎಸಿ ಭಕ್ತವೇದಾಂತ ಸಂಸ್ಕೃತ ಉಪಾದಕಿ ಗ್ರಂಥರಾಜ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಾಂ ಕೀ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ ಟು ದಿ ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ ಟು ದಿ ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ ಟು ದಿ ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ ಟು ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರು ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಗೌರಾಂಗ
ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ
ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಮಾರ್ನಿಂಗ್ We'll be studying Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 10, Verse number 47.
Parimanam cha kalasya Kalpa lakshana vigraham ಯಥಾ ಪುರಸ್ತಾದ್ ವ್ಯಾಖ್ಯಾಸೇ ಪದ್ಮಂ ಕಲ್ಪಂ ಅಥೋ ಶೃಣು
ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಚಾನ್
Yeah.
Parimanam, measurement. Cha, also. Kalasya, of time. Kalpa, a day of Brahma. Lakshana, symptoms. Vigraham, form. Yatha, as much as. Purastat, hereafter. Vyakhyase, shall be explained. Padmam, by the name of Padma. Kalpam, the duration of a day. Atho, thus. Shrinu, just here. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. O King, I shall in due course explain the measurement of time in its gross and subtle features, with the specific symptoms of each. But for the present, let me explain unto you the Padma Kalpa. Purport. The present duration of a Kalpa of Brahma is called the Varaha Kalpa or Shweta Varaha Kalpa, because the incarnation of the Lord as Varaha took place during the creation of Brahma, who was born on the lotus coming out of the abdomen of Vishnu. Therefore, this Varaha Kalpa is also called Padma Kalpa. And this is testified by acharyas like Jiva Goswami, as well as Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in pursuance of the first commentator, Swami Sridhar. So there is no contradiction between the Varaha and the Padma Kalpa of Brahma. Namo Shivaya, Vishnu Vishnu, when I got this verse, when I looked at it, I was thinking, okay, I had no idea what I was going to speak about. So in such situations, my brain turns off and I like, okay, I'm not going to think about it. But Krishna is very kind. And a couple days after I had seen this verse, in my own personal reading of the Bhagavatam, I came across a purport that, you know, normally when I would just read it and forget about it, you know, like most of the reading. But this time when I read this purport, I'm like, okay, Krishna is giving me something to speak about. But you want to speak on the verse, not just anything. So this is from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 3, verse number 15. I'll read just part of the purport, but I'll read first the translation. When there was a complete inundation after the period of Chakshusha Manu, and the whole world was deep within water, the Lord accepted the form of a fish and protected Vaivasvata Manu, keeping him up on a boat. So before I read the purport, I want to reread this last verse, that sentence that Prabhupada writes into this purport. So there is no contradiction between the Varaha and the Padma Kalpa of Brahma. So it's a happy ending. There's no contradiction. So we don't need to worry about any contradiction. But here, in this purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, according to Sripad Sridhar Swami, the original commentator on the Bhagavatam, there is not always a devastation after the change of every manu. So as you know, the translation talked about Chakshush after the period of Chakshush Manu, there was a devastation. So Sridhar Swami says, there's not always a devastation. But, there's a but there, so, you know, somebody else is saying something different. But Sri Jiva Goswami has given definite proof, not just his own thinking, but he has given definite proof from authoritative scriptures like Vishnu Dharmottara, Markandeya Purana, Harivamsa, etc., that there is always, not sometime, but there's always a devastation after the end of each and every manu. So everybody got that? Sridhar Swami, our original commentator, says there's not always devastation. Jiva Goswami is quoting scriptures and says there's always a devastation. But not only that, Srila Prabhupada writes, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has also supported Srila Jiva Goswami, and he, that is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, has also quoted from Bhagavatamrita about this inundation after each manu. So, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur further substantiates that what Jiva Goswami is saying is true. Now, what does the Bhagavatam say about these pralayas? So, in the 12th canto, which we kind of not so far away, we studied this verse from the 12th canto. Nityo namitikas chaiva tatha prakritiko laya atyantikas cha katita kalasya gati idrishi. In this way, the progress of time is described in terms of four kinds of annihilation: continuous, occasional, elemental, and final. Just for our understanding or remembering things. So the first one is nitya, which means every moment. Every moment there is destruction going on. We know that our body is deteriorating from the time we're born, or just in general, the atmosphere, every moment is deteriorating. Naimittiki is at the end of Brahma's day. Prakritik is end of Brahma's life. And Atyantiki is when Mahavishnu pulls everything into his body. So there are four. Atyantiki. According to maybe that's also there. That's a very good point. Yes, that is there, and this is also there. And this is what is our class is about anyway. So yeah, you're right. And what I heard is also right. So Rupa Goswami, so it's interesting, Rupa Goswami in Laghu Bhagavatamrita, and Prabhupada quotes this in 8th canto, these verses, but this is in Laghu Bhagavatamrita. Rupa Goswami states, Manor ante layo nasti. At the end of Manu, there is no pralaya. There is no devastation. Manave adarshi mayaya. This is just a maya. And what he's saying here, this is, in the end, it is Swami bhir naisha manyate. So a cosmic devastation does not occur at the end of Manu's reign, That devastation is an illusion Lord Vishnu shows to Manu. And this is what Sridhar Swami says, that he does not think there is such a devastation like it happened to Markandeya Rishi. He's basically saying, Sridhar Swami says there is not a devastation, and what it's saying in this verse that I read earlier is just, you know, how Markandeya saw a devastation, but it wasn't actually, it was an illusion. So that's what Sridhar Swami says. However, Rupa Goswami writes a verse, and he says, Sarva manvantarasya ante pralayo nishchitam bhavet. Nishchitam means definitely. So Rupa Goswami is saying such a devastation definitely takes place, because this is described by Markandeya Muni in Vishnu Dharmottara Purana. So we know from Chaitanya Leela, the whole pastime of Vallabha Bhatt. So in the pastime of Vallabha Bhatt, where Vallabha Bhatt comes, and he says, he comes to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he says, in my commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, I have refuted the explanations of Sridhar Swami. I cannot explain his, I cannot accept his explanations. And whatever Sridhar Swami reads, he explains according to the circumstances. Therefore, he is inconsistent in his explanations and cannot be accepted as an authority. And we all know this famous verse where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Prabhu hasi kahe, Mahaprabhu said with a smile, Swami na mane ye jana vaishyara bhitare tare kariye ganana. Vaishyara bhitare, he is considered to be a vaishya, a prostitute. What a strong statement. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, one who does not accept the Swami, the husband, as an authority, I consider a prostitute. So, I like to ask you all devotees, does Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and even Baladev Vidya Bhushan, would they be considered as in the Ganana that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying to Vallabha Bhatt? Vallabha Bhatt did not accept Sridhar Swami's explanations, and we know that is, Prabhupada is writing here in our purport today, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Jiva Goswami, in pursuance of the first commentator Swami Sridhar, they are accepting that Padma Kalpa and Varaha Kalpa is the same. So, any comments on that? Yes, Prabhu?
It only appears to be inconsistent. I think I've understood you to say that Sridhar Swami said that there's not, at the end of every manu, there's not a devastation, but he also admitted that there was a kind of devastation, an illusory devastation. And our authorities, Rupa Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti, Jiva Goswami, are accepting that there's certainly a devastation, but they're not saying that there isn't one like Markandeya Rishi sees, you know, the illusory kind of, the concept of a devastation. They're not definitely contradicting, they're not saying Sridhar Swami is wrong.
Well, thank you, Prabhu, for your comment. Yes, they're not saying Sridhar Swami is wrong, and yet they have definitely different opinions. I mean, Sridhar Swami is saying, in that Chakshush Manu, Manvantara, at the end of that, there was, he doesn't think there is any devastation after each Manu. There are 14 Manus, and there is no devastation after each Manu. Although Sridhar Swami is saying, okay, since the Bhagavatam is saying, he's saying, okay, so there is one, but it was not real. It was an illusory one. But the Goswami is saying, no, after each manvantar, we're just talking about Chakshusha Manu, and Srila Swami is not accepting that. But then all the others are saying, no, not only here, but after each manvantar, there is a devastation. So then again, my question is, accepting, at least my understanding of what I have studied, accepting that that there are different opinions, would our great acharyas, Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, and others, would they be considered in the same ganana, Vaishyara ganana, like Vallabha Bhatt? Anybody would like to comment? No. Yes.
I remember this is in 8th canto, 24th chapter, text 37. Anyway, I'll just summarize what I remember. Prabhupada's purport, anybody can look at it. That in one sense, end of Manu, for a new Manu's dynasty.
May I interrupt you for 1 minute, yeah. Prangavna Prabhu? My question is not necessarily to make a solution to the problem. This is just a problem that I'm stating. My question is specifically, it doesn't make a difference what the opinion, difference is of opinion, whether like Prabhu was saying, it may be the same, there's no contradiction. So I'm not talking about the detail here. I'm specifically asking, and you know the story of Vallabha Bhatt, I'm specifically asking whether Rupa Goswami and other acharyas, since they are, let's accept their opinion is different than Sridhar Swami, are they at fault, or would they be considered as Vallabha Bhatt was expressed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? That's specifically my question, not the detail of the situation here.
Okay. Well, I was saying that the purpose is there. If we focus on the purpose, then it's easy to reconcile. The purpose of devastation is not a question of right or wrong, or when and when is not. Both are correct. Because the purpose of devastation Krishna has, that he used through Manu, is done. That's why I quoted that verse. It's accommodate both opinions.
Okay. I appreciate your response. And maybe I'll go afterwards. So let me go to what Rupa Goswami says. And I couldn't find this verse in the Laghu Bhagavatamrita, but maybe you would know, Prangavinda Prabhu. Hari Parshad Prabhu was speaking on this subject matter, and he said a verse that he apparently says that it's in the end of Laghu Bhagavatamrita, how to solve certain problem. And it's basically what Akrona Prabhu and yourself, you were discussing. Your mood was in the right direction. He says, viruddho vakyayo yatra na apramanam tad ishyate yatha aviruddhyate chattasya tad artha kalpayor tayor. When in the shastras you come to see difference of opinions, what do you do? So there is some difference of opinions in these acharyas, and there are always difference of opinions when any two people come together. Amongst devotees, there's always. So here we have a situation. What do you do when there are difference of opinions? What do you do? He says that, do we accept one and reject one? No. Srila Prabhupada is saying no, and that's true. No, we don't do that. Baladev Vidyabhushan says that if you accept in Shastra or by the acharyas, you accept one and you reject the other, then you are faulting of Ardha Kukuti Nyaya, which means half hen logic. So when we accept one acharya and don't accept the other because we don't like, we don't agree with it or whatever, and we don't accept, then we have the half hen logic. In other words, I'll take this and I'll not feed the hen, but I'll take the egg. So in other words, what I like and what I don't like, so I reject. So that is not to be done. Rupa Goswami says, that is not desired. Na apramanam tadishyate. But what you do is that what both of you were suggesting is to somehow or other figure out some way to accept the both or to come to some kind of resolution. But sometimes there may not be a resolution. Yes, Prabhu? Yes, Soma Prabhu?
I heard it was like, you know, if there's a crystal hanging from the chandelier and I look at it, it may be reflecting like a red color, and you look at it and maybe reflecting green. And we're looking at the same thing, but because we're from different viewpoints, mm-hmm. it appears mm-hmm. different. And I've noticed that I really love, you know, the stories of Srila Prabhupada and like reading Hari Suri's, you know, Transcendental Diary. And I love all the stories, but then it gets to a story where I was there. And I'm saying, wait a minute, it was a little different. You know, because I was seeing it a little different, but it doesn't mean that his thing is wrong. You know, it's just that we both have a viewpoint of the same incident.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Yes, Prabhu.
Something's in that tally, you know, and we just have to have faith in Prabhupada and really just not necessarily have to solve the issue, you know, that we hear that this Maharaj gives this explanation, and of course Sridhar Swami saying something that appears different. Maybe just due to our tiny brains and immaturity, we don't really understand how Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva simultaneously one and different. But Prabhupada, by giving us that, is just giving us an opportunity to have faith whenever there's any kind of confusion or inability to comprehend or digest some of the complexities of our Vaishnava philosophy, better just to have faith in Prabhupada and hope that when we grow up we can maturely understand it.
Thank you, Prabhu. So I'll just go further, if you don't mind. Oh, okay.
Can I say just one quick, this discussion reminds me of the purport in the Bhakti, the Brahma Samhita, where there's a discussion about the Swakya and Parakya rasa, and Bhaktisiddhanta is very strongly saying that if you think that Jiva Goswami and Rupa Goswami are contradicting one another, you're a fool, you know. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Prabhu. So, in this situation, Balade Vidyabhushan says something very interesting, and I think he's quoting from Garga Muni. He says that there could be, let's say, totally reality is one may be black and one is white, and it's not about, let's say, different angles of vision, but actually one is black and one is white, just for the sake of saying that. It says that in the Vedas there are different opinions given about different things. So an example which is very common given in the Vedas is called udita anudita homya, which means that's a phrase, which means that one should perform sacrifice after the sun has risen. One place it will say one should perform sacrifice after the sun has risen, and if you don't do it, such will be the results. Another place it says one should do offer sacrifice before the sun has risen. So there are two opinions there where completely contradictory. Completely, yeah? You can't say, well, maybe we'll do in between or something. No, well, it specifically says after the sun has risen, or another one says before the sun has risen. Otherwise, the effects are as such. So Bhagavad Gita Bhushan Prabhu says that in such situations, you should stick to one. You stick to one opinion, and you accept it, and you follow it. And you don't follow the other one. And when you stick to one opinion, and then if you don't follow it, then the bad results will come. In other words, you stick to the opinion that you're going to perform sacrifice before the sun has risen. But if you stick to that, and then the next one day you don't do it, then you'll have the repercussions for not doing it. So this is what Bhadavidya Bhushan Prabhu says. So I was thinking about this whole thing, and I was thinking that for us, so yes, we are followers. You know, Sridhar Swami is the first commentator. And if Rupa Goswami and others are saying something different, let me go back to the, well, yeah. If they're saying something different, then we follow, because we are Rupa Nugas, we follow Rupa Goswami. But just going back to the point earlier that I mentioned about are the acharyas at fault in any way for seeing things differently? No, they're not at all fault like Vallabha Bhatt, because Vallabha Bhatt, his whole approach was why? Was because of pride. He wanted to, he came to Lord Chaitanya because he wanted to prove that he knew something. And that's why Lord Chaitanya said, Vaishyara Ganana, because he could see Vallabha Bhatt, his mentality. However, that's not our Goswamis. That's not that mentality. When they're coming out and saying, but definitely, according to such and such scriptures, there is a devastation. They're not coming out of pride. They're not coming out of trying to prove something. And so so here, coming back to the point that I was making, is that what is the one, if we are in that situation, that we have to accept one, whether it's udita or unudita. If we have to accept one, then we are Rupanugas. We were known as Rupanugas. But to go further, we are Prabhupada Nugas. If there is some difference somewhere, we are actually Prabhupada Nugas. And so as Prabhupada Nugas, we accept what Srila Prabhupada says. That is where we're going to stick to, is Prabhupada Nugas. And the special thing about Prabhupada Nugas, that means we follow his mood. And if you look at his mood, at least that's how I perceive in the purports, when he gives different various situations where the acharyas comment differently, his mood is, he doesn't take sides. He doesn't say this or that. Like even in the verse that I came across, he said, according to Srila Swami, there's not always a devastation. According to Jiva Goswami, there's definitely a devastation. Does Srila Prabhupada comment on it, what he thinks? No, he doesn't. And you see, Srila Prabhupada's mood is that's what his mood is. I mean, he chops when he has to chop, when it comes to my bodies, when it comes to different things, he chops. But when it comes to these different opinions on things or shastric things, he doesn't make a comment. That's why when the fall of the jiva, just thinking about it, he didn't make a comment. He said that it's not important. And so I was meditating on that, what is Prabhupada Nuga means,
is that we don't get sidetracked with different opinions about different things. And we got plenty of them coming out of everywhere about different opinions. So many decisions and this and that. And sometimes we think that it is our duty to take a side of something. When things are happening, we think we have to take a side and we have to give our opinion on everything. But Srila Prabhupada's mood is that he doesn't, because it's a waste of time. It's a distraction. And so as coming back to what the purport, here Srila Prabhupada saying, today's purport is, so there is no contradiction between Varaha and Padma. And when there is a contradiction, Srila Prabhupada does not say anything. And so with that thoughts, I would like to end the class here. If anybody has any comment. Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you for emphasizing about just following the mood of Prabhupada, because we can get very sidetracked with so many issues, whether it's a GBC, ABC, or you know, whether it should be done this way or that way, Ritvik, non-Ritvik, this Swami, that Swami. But our main thing, Prabhupada, he said, the test of your love will be tested by how you cooperate, keeping the society together, you know, in a cooperative way. So some of these apparent contradictions and or beliefs, somebody is fully convinced one way and then somebody else is philosophically fully convinced in another way, it doesn't go anywhere, really. It just goes in circles. So better we just stay fixed at Prabhupada's direction and lotus feet, like you mentioned. Thank you.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you. Yes, so much more.
Well, this is, I really like what he said, Pancha Gota Prabhu. This is a quote from Emerson, who somebody said that, oh, you're contradicting yourself. And he said, contradict myself, therefore then I contradict myself. Foolish consistency is the hobgoblin of the small minds.
Thank you.
Walt Whitman also, he said, do I contradict myself? And he said something like, I am large and I contain multitudes, or something like that.
Yes, Kevin. Yes, Kevin.
I don't know if it's apropos, but I'll try.
Can you have the mic?
I don't know if it's apropos, but a tree is beautiful because it has many branches. So in the sense that the acharyas may have minor disagreements on some technicality.
Yeah.
But maybe it's above my pay grade.
Thank you, Guru.
I heard this said once, the main thing is to keep, what is it? The main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing.
And well, also, I like that. The main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. Thank you. That's very easy to remember.
And that, what is it?
The phrase
everybody
is
has opinions, just as everyone has a belly button. Everybody has opinions, like everybody has a belly button.
Thank you.
I was saying that Prabhupada did get involved, not that he never gave any commentary. For an example, Akura Prabhu said that Jiva Goswami Pad, this is in Adi Lila chapter 10, I believe 85 or 86 verse in the purport, that Jiva Goswami Pad promoted Sakya as highest. Now there was a conflict in Vrindavan. One group says Jiva Goswami is Manjari, how can he be promoting Sakya? We don't believe that. But the other group says, no, he is so advanced. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him special blessing when he was a little baby, so his opinion is correct, Sakya is highest. The other said, no, Parokya is highest. But Prabhupada actually reconciled, according to me, what I see. Prabhupada says, yes, Jiva Goswami Pada is accused with three points, and he gives the explanation. He said, because at that time, most of his disciples could not concentrate on paramour pastime of Radha Krishna. So he said, Sakya is highest. There's nothing wrong, just to not let them commit offenses. So Prabhupada did get involved there, and he reconciled the whole thing.
You see, he reconciled it. He did not take opinions. What he did is what Rupa Goswami is saying, that when there are two different opinions, so try to reconcile them. And if you can't reconcile, accept one. But in this case, Prabhupada reconciled, so that was good.
I mean, there are many. I can tell you right now, another one is, because you're discussing about Manus. Mm-hmm. The Satyavrata Manu, Satyavrata Muni, the Damodar Ashtakam is going to come in a few months. Satyavrata Muni, when he was such an intense, pure desire to see the devastation, Lord literally created devastation. Now the commentary, according to Prabhupada even gave, that it was the daytime of Brahma. There is no devastation during the daytime. But then Prabhupada also writes, I don't know where he got it, Brahmaji was little sleepy. So during the sleepy, that something, devastation took place, he was not even aware. So did it take place or no? Both are correct. Yes, it did take place, but he was not aware because he was sleeping.
Thank you. He took a snap, a little nap.
I recall some years ago I inquired from an advanced Vaishnavi on her opinion or her comment on a controversial issue. And she says, the way I see it is that devotees from both sides, their passion is to please Srila Prabhupada. They were actually each, and as I reflected, I could see their, you know, when I think of individuals from both sides, it just was apparent that their mood was to please Srila Prabhupada. So I just let go of either side or the other, I mean, you know, mm-hmm. on that basis.
Thank you. Thank you. That makes our life very simple. Simple for the simple. So if we be simple, Prabhupada said, devotees are meant to be simple. So if we remain simple and then accept it, and main thing is to keep the main thing as main thing. So our main thing is following the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada, remember him and do what he has asked us to do. Yes, Guru.
Yeah, Sridhar Swami is called the original commentator. Can you refresh memories on Sridhar Swami? When did he live, etc., to be the original commentator?
Well, he lived, 700 years ago? And
before
Lord Chaitanya. And my understanding is that I've heard different things. Now, you asked this question, I wasn't thinking of it, but what I heard is that he took sannyas in a from the Mayavad sect.
Yes.
And he wrote in such a commentary in such a way that sometimes it seemed like as if he was making Mayavadi comments, but he actually, his whole idea was to get the Mayavadi followers to accept the Bhagavatam. So you know how sometimes we do bridge teaching or whatever? So in his own way, he did that. And I guess that's all I know of him. These aspects of Srila Swami, if anybody else would like to say something. But yeah, he was before Lord Chaitanya, and he's known as original commentator.
Any other thing? Thank you very much for your kind attention. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Yeah, you were right. Hold on.